The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
欢迎收听 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox。
Hello， 大家好，欢迎收听 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox。 我是主持人于锦。 Hello everyone, welcome to listen 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox. I'm the host, Jin。 在今天的节目中呢，我将继上一期节目给大家介绍有关佛教在中国的发展历史，在期间呢，也会继续为大家播放佛教音乐。In today's show, I will introduce the history of Buddhism in China. And meantime, I will play some Buddhist music. Buddhism had been introduced and developed in China around Han Dynasty.About 67 AD. Buddhism was introduced into China and was called Futu religion. According to the literature, Buddha statue may have been introduced at the same time. However, in Western China's Xinjiang and the Hexi region, known as the Western region in ancient time, Buddhism and Buddhist art were introduced earlier.Indian Buddhist art, after being absorbed, integrated, and recreated by Chinese artists and folk artists, has formed Buddhist art with more Chinese characteristics, which is early to spread and develop in China's society. Buddhist statues in various forms are mainly used as objects for worships,by Buddhists. Therefore, the development and popularity of Buddha art is basically accompanied by the rise and fall of Chinese Buddhism, and the close relationship between the two is obvious. The history of Chinese Buddhism began around the Gregorian era,When Buddhism was introduced into China from ancient India, after long-term dissemination and development, Chinese Buddhism with Chinese national characteristics was formed. Due to the differences of introduction time, religion and national culture, social and historical background,Chinese Buddhism has formed three major lines, namely Chinese Buddhism based on Chinese language, Tibetan Buddhism based on Tibetan language, and the Buddhism of the Upper Yunnan region based on Bali language. At the time of Han and Wei Dynasty,Although Buddhism had been introduced into the Central Mainland, there were very few records of Buddha's statues in the historical material. At the end of the Eastern Han Dynasty, a large-scale Buddhist temple was built, which is the first time in official history of China's statue temple.
Thank you.
在收听的是 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox.
Buddhism introduced in the Han region of China has been combined with traditional Chinese culture after a long period of classical interpretation, teaching, and forming various schools and sects with national characteristics and spread to ancient Japan, Korea, and Vietnam.
您现在收听的是 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox.
During the Three Kingdom period, the envoys from Western Asia region carried out sutra translation and studied the teachings, which laid a preliminary ideological foundation for the development of Buddhism and the Wei Jin dynasties.收听的是96.4 FM Radio Southland Share Box. After Tang Dynasty, Buddhism has developed vigorously into various Mahayana schools, and also with the development of foreign communication and spread overseas. The Buddhist art in the Tang Dynasty changed, obviously forming a new stage of development of Chinese Buddhist art. The various Buddhist statues that appeared in this period were no longer instill the dull, flat, and mysterious charm of the past. A new, mellow, lively, and soft style began to appear. Character modeling also from the Northern and Southern Dynasty, laying elegant to plump. Thank you.
您现在收听的是96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox。
During the Song Dynasty, the court still adopted the policy of protecting Buddhism. In the first year of Qianlong, there were 800 monks and 157 servers were sent to India to seek Buddhism knowledge. However, due to official restrictions on the development of Buddhism, except for the Chan and Jing schools, the other schools have been declined far beyond the past.
收听的是96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox.
In the early Qing Dynasty, the royal family worshipped Tibetan Buddhism and adopted a restrictive policy on Han Buddhism. In modern China, Buddhism is in the third movement of religions and integration in the large scope. The triple relationship between politics and religion, Confucianism and Buddhism, and religion and custom, which previously restricted the development of Chinese Buddhism, has undergone fundamental change today. And this change has brought unprecedented opportunities for the revival of Buddhism in modern times. Okay, this is all the show for today. This show can be found at Radio Southland.org on the Radio Southland Facebook page. You can also download the AccessMedia.nz app on Google Play and Apple Store. Just look for the kiwifruit logo. Thanks for listening today's Sharebox. Hope you all enjoyed the story and music. And have a good night.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.